Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and this is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were still the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, April the 2nd, 2024, and you have found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where all are welcome. Please step inside, make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Today, we're honoring a true pioneer of music. Just last week, March 28th, marked the anniversary of the passing of W.C. Handy, the legendary father of the blues. And we'll honor him today with three of his greats that shaped the landscape of American music. W.C. Handy, born in Florence, Alabama in 1873, was more than just a musician. He was a musical visionary. Growing up surrounded by the rich traditions of African-American folk music, he developed a deep understanding of the blues. Yet Handy was also a skilled composer and arranger, and this unique blend of influences is what allowed him to transform the blues from a regional tradition into a globally recognized musical force. Handy's talent lay not only in composing new songs, but in recognizing the inherent power of existing blues melodies. He collected and arranged these traditional tunes, bringing them to a wider audience through publication and performance. And in doing so, he helped solidify the 12-bar blues structure, those familiar chord progressions that are now the foundation of so much music that we love. So let's dive into some of his essential works. But where, oh where to begin? With a catalog as rich as Handy's, the choices are many. So let's start at the very beginning, with a song that ignited a musical revolution, his 1912 masterpiece, Memphis Blues. Memphis Blues is a milestone in music history. Published in 1912, it's widely considered one of the first blues compositions to hit the mainstream. And while there might be disagreement on whether it is the absolute first, there's no denying the impact that this song had on the popularization of the blues. The song embodies the fundamental elements of the blues. The slow, almost mournful tempo creates a mood of deep reflection and emotional weight, which blues still do to this day. The lyrics paint a picture of hardship and lost love, a common theme in early blues music and still today. Musically, the song is built on the aforementioned 12-bar blues structure, a foundation that Handy did help to solidify. This structure consists of 3 4-bar phrases with specific chord progressions that create a sense of call and response. Memphis Blues exemplifies this structure perfectly with its simple yet evocative melody and driving rhythm section. So let's dive into a recording and experience this piece of musical legacy for ourselves.
Folks, he sure do pull some balls. the big bassoon, second to the trombone crew. It moans just like a sinner and revival day. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a darky sorrow song. Here comes the very part that wraps a spell around my heart. It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again, the Memphis Blues. They've got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair and pulls his dirty full sambo. And when the big bassoon second to the trombone crew, it moves just like a sinner and revival name. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a darky sorrow song. It comes the very part that wraps a spell around my heart. It sets me wild to that loving tune again, the Memphis Blues.
Before we journey deeper into the soulful sounds of W.C. Handy, let's take a moment to savor another kind of artistry, the craft of exceptional coffee. This week's Three Tune Tuesday is proudly brought to you by Skeleton Brew Coffee. Skeleton Brew believes that coffee is more than just a morning pick-me-up. They are passionate about sourcing the finest beans and expertly roasting them to unlock a symphony of flavors. Whether you crave the intensity of a dark roast, the smooth notes of a cold brew, or a vibrant and fruity light roast, Skeleton Brew has a blend to awaken your senses. But at Skeleton Brew, the commitment to quality doesn't stop with flavor. They're invested in sustainability and giving back. 10% of their sales directly support local nonprofit arts organizations, ensuring that the vibrant arts community we explore here on Three Tune Tuesday continues to thrive. So next time you're searching for a coffee experience that's as rich and satisfying as the music of W.C. Handy, choose Skeleton Brew Coffee. Explore their exquisite selection and learn more about their mission at skeletonbrew.coffee. Now getting back to the music. If Memphis Blues represents the birth of the published blues, then Beale Street Blues is a celebration of its vibrant heart. Written in 1916 and published in 1917, this song paints a sonic portrait of Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee, a place that pulsed with the energy of live music and blues culture. Beale Street was more than just a street and a thoroughfare. It was a mecca for African-American musicians and a thriving center of black culture in the early 20th century. Handy himself called it home for several years, and the sounds he soaked up on Beale infused his music with an infectious authenticity. Beale Street Blues captures that energy with a decidedly upbeat tempo compared to the more melancholy Memphis Blues. The melody dances along with a jaunty rhythm section that practically invites you to tap your feet or even get up and dance, even on the old shellac acoustic recordings. The lyrics are playful and witty, referencing the sights and sounds and even the smells of Beale Street. This combination of catchy tunes and vivid imagery makes it easy to imagine yourself strolling down this iconic street, perhaps alongside with W.C. Handy himself. This version of Beale Street Blues is recorded by Earl Fuller and his famous jazz band, and they brought a really vibrant energy to their 1917 recording of it. They have captured wonderfully the lively and, you know, sometimes melancholy spirit of Memphis's iconic Beale Street. The rendition's full of playful improvisation, particularly from the clarinet, which I do want you to listen to, which is rumored to be a young Ted Lewis. ¶¶ Are the infectious rhythms of Beale Street Blues still echoing in your ears? Want to keep those vintage vibes going all week long? Then join the Blind Skeleton community. Our email list is your passport to more 3-Tune Tuesday insights, exclusive tidbits about the music and culture of yesteryear, and updates on upcoming themes. And here's a special treat for coffee lovers. As a welcome bonus, you'll receive a free digital copy of The Vintage Lover's Guide to Coffee, written in conjunction with our friends at Skeleton Brew. Discover the fascinating history of your favorite beverage, explore the unique brewing methods of the past, and learn tips for making the perfect cup in the spirit of the bygone era. Just as importantly, read and learn and enjoy how coffee has been inspired and inspires the arts, movies, and music all. So to claim your free guide and become part of our vintage-loving community, simply visit blindskeleton.one/subscribe. You'll also find links to our social media platforms, where we keep the music of the past playing strong. Now, they say you can't fight fate, and perhaps that's true with St. Louis blues. Written in 1914, it did not immediately set the world on fire, but over time it became not only W.C. Handy's most famous composition, but quite possibly one of the most recorded songs in history. Artists from Louis Armstrong all the way up through Stevie Wonder have put their own unique spin on this blues standard, proving that it does indeed have a timeless appeal. Like so many classic blues songs, St. Louis Blues features a mix of melancholy and hopefulness. The lyrics tell a tale of a woman's betrayal and a man's heartbreak, a theme that resonated deeply with audiences during a time of social upheaval, and probably still rings true for a lot of people today. However, the song's structure is fascinating. It includes a slower, bluesy section as well as a tango-inspired segment, giving it a dynamic and captivating energy. The song, St. Louis Blues, really exploded in popularity after Bessie Smith's 1925 recording with Louis Armstrong. Talk about two musical powerhouses. Smith's powerful, soulful vocals elevated the song to iconic status and helped solidify its place in the American musical landscape. And of course, the legacy of the St. Louis Blues extends far beyond the world of music. Its name even became the inspiration for the St. Louis Blues of the National Hockey League. That just proves what an enduring impact this song has had on popular culture. So let's dive into this classic rendition and experience the magic of St. Louis Blues for ourselves. Thank you. And so, as the last notes of St. Louis Blues fade, we've journeyed through the heart and soul of William Christopher Handy. We've heard the echoes of field hollers and spirituals transform into the iconic 12-bar blues structure, shaping a distinctly American musical form. From the lively energy of Memphis blues to the melancholy grace of Beale Street blues, we've witnessed how Handy brought the spirit and sound of the Deep South to the world. And with that done, I now release you back to the year 2024. W.C. Handy's legacy is undeniable. He was more than a talented composer and musician. He became a vital bridge. He documented and preserved the raw, emotive power of African-American folk music, translating it into compositions that captivated audiences everywhere. His work laid the foundation for the explosion of blues music, influencing countless musical giants to follow. Thank you for joining me on this Three Tune Tuesday exploration of W.C. Handy. If the blues have captured your soul, as they have to mine, his music is a timeless treasure trove waiting to be discovered. Until next time, keep the music playing.